In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. I can't see everybody in the front row, but that's okay. I bring you greetings from Bishop Bruno and from Bishop-elect Taylor and from the entire diocesan staff. We're here to help you in any way we can. And I am very, very happy to be with you all this morning because every time I come here, I'm your area bishop, so every time I come here, I feel like I'm just being wrapped in love and the spirit and joy, and it just makes me relax, which makes my New Jersey accent come out that much worse. So at any time during the sermon or during the especially during the sermon, if I say something you can't understand, raise your hand and I will spell. But I also just need to make a confession. I absolutely adore your clergy. Paula, P-A-U-L-A. Paula is one of the finest priests and an amazing rector. And I am blessed that I can call her a friend. She is wonderful. And that Peter Wong. Tasha Wodapungyo, he is my friend, and he too is an amazing priest, and you haven't traveled around Asia, well unless you go with him, which I have, and I'm about to take him again in April to go with me, so we are planning another trip as an immersion experience for clergy to understand Asian ministry by going over to Asia, and his hospitality and his way of just being is just grace-filled. So you all are very, very lucky, and I am lucky to be able to be your bishop. So thank you all. But you know what I'm really thankful for? I'm really thankful for the fact that you've got so many people being received, reaffirmed, and confirmed today, because that's a sign of commitment not only to the gospel of Jesus Christ, but to this community of faith and to each other. So I want to thank you for that. And the sermon is going to be very, very short, because if you've ever seen me do confirmations, it's like halftime at the Super Bowl, and I apologize for that, but I want to make each person's confirmation and or being received or being reaffirmed special for them. And so instead of doing the rote prayers on the top of, you know, that are in the prayer book, I actually pray over the person, but I also talk to them as I'm about to do that. So you'll see that it takes a while. And we're going to try to mic it so that you can actually hear what they're saying. Is that okay? Does that sound good? Because you know why? It's really about what the gospel said today. When we abide in Jesus, when we abide and follow God's commandments, there's that advocate, there's that Holy Spirit that can move in and through us. And what ends up happening for me doing confirmations, and this happened early on in my life as a bishop, is I would lay hands on someone, and I would start to say the rote words, strengthen this, your servant, O Lord. And then it was like my hands wanted to fly off the person's head. Because it's like, that's not who they are. That's not what they need to hear. That's not what you need to pray over them. And so while I invoke the Holy Spirit to come down upon that person, and they are confirmed, received, or reaffirmed, trust me, the rote words don't do that. It's the prayer. Well, the rote words kind of do it, but in fact, well, they do it, but I do it too. Okay. And I got permission. So, life is good. So the bishop diocesan knows that I do this. The presiding bishop knows that I do this. And he actually is a little jealous, and I told him I could teach him. So, but the reason I do that is because there's a movement of the Spirit that happens, and that's what the gospel is all about. The Bible is not a stagnant book. That's what this is telling us. It's not. There's an ongoing revelation of God in Christ that happens if we're open to feeling the Spirit move through us. So this church especially has a lot of Spirit moving through it because you have incredible priests and lay leaders that guide that way, especially your rector, very open to the Spirit, very open to God's love and grace. And so that's what kicks off or keys off this amazing sense of being able to proclaim the gospel in a way that is loving, liberating, and life-giving, as our presiding bishop likes to say. And that's really what this is all about. It's about being loving, liberating, and life-giving. And that can't happen if we keep Jesus in a bottle or if we leave Jesus in the parking lot as we leave church on Sunday morning. Jesus needs to be taken out. And that's, you know, living through and living into the commandments that God has given us. But it's not just the commandments, the 10 that we learn. It's that other one. I mean, it's the hardest one. Because the summary of the law, what's the summary of the law? I should ask the confirmation class. Confirmation class, what is the summary of the law? No, don't ask them. Because, you know, I'm going to put them on the spot and they're going to start to cry, right? Because they're going to go, I know we studied that. The summary of the law is you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. That's the summary of the law. And then Jesus had to add an 11th commandment. And what did Jesus say? Love each other as I have loved you, right? A new commandment I give you, love each other as I have loved you. That's the hardest one. Because that's loving unequivocally, without resentment, without anything. It's loving deeply. And that's what abiding in God's love for me really, really means. And that's the hardest work that we have to do. But that love is there for everyone. We just have to follow that. We just have to have that in our heart and share it. So as we move into the confirmation service, I would love for you to pray and send love and prayers to every person I lay hands on as I'm laying hands on them. Think about them. Think about maybe this is somebody that you know. Maybe this is somebody that you don't know. Maybe this is somebody that you should know. Pray for them and continue to pray for each other and love each other and hold each other close in God's loving grace. Okay? All right? Say something. Yes. All right. Yes. Amen.